The Unite Union wants the government to show some backbone and stick to a pre-election policy of ditching youth rates. Labor promised the rates would be gone within its first year in power, but it appears it is now having to negotiate with its coalition partner, New Zealand First. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, on Morning Report yesterday, refused to categorically say that youth rates would be abolished.
Everything that we do as a government is negotiated. Everything that we've set down from our coalition agreements, our confidence and supply agreements, and the speech from the throne is the government's
agenda. Okay, so is
that any individual party policy is negotiated by us collectively.
So are you going to abolish youth rates?
As I say, we already have in place a system where we have a shortened period where someone can access a lower, has a lower rate, and then that phases out over time, and then everyone's on minimum wage.
That's the Prime Minister yesterday. Let's go to the National Secretary for Unite, Gerard Hare. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What does it sound like to you? Does it sound like a back down might be coming on that?
Well, clearly, as the Prime Minister indicated, they are negotiating with their coalition partners. Now, we know the Greens absolutely support abolishing youth rates. So it's clearly New Zealand First. They're negotiating, but the concern is for us that, you know, some of the most vulnerable and exploited workers, i.e. young workers, are going to get shafted again. You know, we fought hard to get youth rates abolished in 2008, and we refused to negotiate them back when the last government put them back. That hasn't had an impact on the employment or the employers that we negotiate with, there's no reason for New Zealand First to prevent youth rates being abolished. All the evidence says that it won't achieve anything for youth.
Okay, we'll talk about that in just a second. But do you have information or reason to believe that New Zealand First is trying to stop this from happening and stop the abolition of youth rates?
No, but I take the word of the Greens that I listened to Marama Davidson this morning, and they seem to be very clear. Labor's policy was very clear that they would abolish it in the first year.
Yeah, so process of elimination. It's New Zealand First. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, let's all get on the same page with what youth rates actually are. So this is it's a starting out wage set at, 80% of the minimum wage, so it's just over $13 an hour, applies to 16, 17-year-olds?
Yes, and to those coming off a benefit as well. Once again, beneficiaries are singled out for special treatment.
Yep, and the argument goes that, from those in support of them, that this is, you know, it's a foot in the door, that an employer is more likely to employ a young person on a slightly lower wage because it's cheaper for them to do so. That allows the young person to get into the workforce and eventually get a higher wage. That's the argument. What's your response?
Well, there's just no evidence of that. It's very much the same as the 90-day trials, which last year research showed, you know, had absolutely no effect on employment for young people. Exactly the same. In fact, we have the evidence. We had youth rates. They were abolished in 2008. What happened to youth employment? It actually increased. So we know what actually happened.
Well, how long were they abolished for, though? That was must have only been the thick end of a year, because the government changed. It was a couple of years, was it?
Well, youth employment is higher than the normal employment. But if you look at the figures, if you look at the research, it tracks along with the economy. The impact of youth rates, if you look at the figures, had no impact whatsoever. Youth unemployment is higher than normal unemployment, absolutely. It always has been and probably will be for a long time, but it's related to the economic conditions. If you look at the impact of when we had youth rates, when the minimum wage goes up, which is the other argument, and goes up and down, there is no link. That's what the research shows. We should start making policy on research, not what people think might happen or what the Employers and Manufacturers Association says is that their members will do or might do.
But you're surely not arguing that you could put the minimum wage level at any level and still have no effect on employment. You're not arguing that, are you?
No, I'm not arguing that at all. But we've got the minimum wage increase. It is now actually finally accepted when people look at the figures that it does not. Modest increases in the minimum wage, regular increases in the minimum wage, do not substantially affect employment.
Okay.
And, of course, they have a stimulatory effect on the economy.
Sure. Okay, we're getting away from the youth rates. Let's come back to them. Do you really believe that a 16-year-old should get the same pay as, let's say, a 30-year-old? You're saying they should do if they're doing the same job?
What we saw directly, when youth rates were there, we had 16 and 17-year-olds working alongside people doing exactly the same work, getting $2-3 an hour less. We talk about equal pay, we talk about fairness, we talk about exploitation. You're doing the same work, you should get the same wages. We had 17-year-olds training people. They were training new workers and getting paid 2 to 3 hours less. That's not right. That's not fair. What it is cheap labour. That's what this comes down to. It's cheap labour. Because what we saw also, if there wasn't an effect on employment, you know what the effect was? Young workers, particularly in the bad old days of the zero-hour contracts, which, you know, I mean, there's still a lot of casual labour which allows employers to do this. Young workers would start off, and as they approached 18 or hit 18, their hours would be wound back and they'd be replaced by new young workers on a cheaper rate. We've got to stop trying to base our economy on exploited migrant labour and cheap labour. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked for a while, and we've actually got to start realising our economy based on making labour, keeping labour cheap, is not the way of the future.
So your message to Jacinda Ardern on youth rates?
Well, my message to Jacinda and to Winston Peters and the rest of New Zealand First is that, you know, we were very heartened when Winston in the coalition agreement talked about capitalism having failed some. Well, capitalism has failed young workers, and making them, keeping them on lower wages isn't going to help them. You know, they actually exploited migrant workers, young workers. Keeping their wages low isn't helping them. They have been failed. What they deserved is to be paid the same as for the same work, get the same pay as other workers.
All right. Thanks for your time. Jared here from the Unite Union there. Be interested on your views on this one, 21 01 on the text, morningreport@radionz.co.nz on email.